AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In court next hour, the prison worker accused of smuggling hacksaw blades to two killers who escaped from Dannemora in upstate New York. She'll hear the charges against her read out in court. Our Sandy Kozel's got this story.
Joyce Mitchell pleaded not guilty after her arrest in June. Authorities said she smuggled hacksaw blades and other tools into the prison by hiding them in frozen meat she placed in a refrigerator in the tailor shop where she worked.
Her lawyer has said he's hoping for a plea deal. The prisoners were free for 3 weeks before one was shot dead and the other recaptured. The mothers of those two South Florida teens who are missing in the Atlantic Ocean are hearing the criticism. Why were two 14-year-olds alone on a boat fishing in the Atlantic? Perry Cohen's mom, Pamela, answered that question this morning on the Today Show.
We live in a boating community. These children are surrounded by water from the moment that they're born. Perry knew how to swim before he knew how to walk.
Mothers say they believe their sons will be found alive. The Coast Guard is searching for the two boys as far north as Savannah, Georgia. President Obama is ending his visit to Africa in Ethiopia. There, at the headquarters of the African Union, he spoke to the entire continent, saying the U.S. can help generate jobs for 2 billion people in the coming decades. And those jobs are crucial for a stable Africa, he said.
We need only to look at the Middle East and North Africa to see that large numbers of young people with no jobs and stifled voices can fuel instability and disorder.
The Obama administration's efforts to sell the Iran nuclear deal to Congress continues today in the House, where three cabinet secretaries will face tough questioning from skeptical Republicans and Democrats. This is AP Radio News. Some people call them killer robots, smart weapons. Now, physicist Stephen Hawking and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak are among the big thinkers warning governments against developing them. Our Charles de Ledesma's got this story.
Researchers and tech gurus are concerned that an arms race in deadly artificial intelligence is nearing. Some critics are in favor of so-called killer robots, saying the use of robotics on the battlefield could save lives. But in an open letter with hundreds of signatories, experts argue that if any major military power pushes ahead with development of such weapons, a global arms race is virtually inevitable, and it would only become a matter of time before such arms appear on the black market and in the hands of terrorists. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A member of Britain's House of Lords has resigned after being filmed allegedly snorting cocaine during sessions with sex workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.